We bring in Max Herz, who is with us now. He is in Vancouver. It's a little early out there, but appreciate Max for getting up early with us. And Max, didn't go the way that we had planned back here in Nashville. I thought that Vancouver did a really good job of pressuring the Predators, and Thatcher Demko did his job as well. Preds got to regroup for game number two.
Yeah, this was certainly a winnable game for the Preds, that's for sure, and that's probably what they're thinking about the most coming out of it. They led 1-0 after one. They led 2-1 after two. Back-to-back bad defensive shifts in the third got them the game-tying goal and the go-ahead goal for the Canucks, and the Predators didn't have enough of a push down the stretch to come back and tie it. So it was certainly a game that was there for the taking. The players and Andrew Brunette were all in agreement of that after the game and post-game interviews. This was the type of game that they probably could have stolen, but it's also the type of game that shows them that they can compete in this series for sure, and they can also play much better than they did last night going into game two tomorrow. And if they do play better, they think that they can take one here.
Do you think, and look, I don't like making excuses. I'm not making an excuse, but I am going to ask the question. How much did the almost a week off affect things for Nashville, whereas Vancouver was still kind of able to stay in a rhythm from the end of the regular season?
It's an interesting question. I'm not totally sure because I think to start the game, the Predators were the sharper team. So maybe that would suggest that there was some of that in play. And then by the end of the game, the Canucks had locked in a little bit more, which is kind of what you would expect to see if a team were on a back-to-back versus a team with rest. And obviously this wasn't a back-to-back. The Canucks had played on Thursday. It's not like they'd played the day before, but early in the game, the Predators were the more engaged team. There was tons of hitting, but I thought the Predators were the better of the two teams in terms of physicality. The Canucks were kind of going for the kill shot a lot. Predators were absorbing the big hits. They were the ones drawing penalties out of it. And then by the end of the game, the Canucks' big dogs had all gotten themselves a little bit more involved offensively, which wasn't happening early. Quinn Hughes was not a big part of that game until he set up the game-tying goal, which they initially said was his goal. They ended up saying it was tipped in by Pia Suter on a late scoring change. But, I mean, that's a Quinn Hughes goal. He gets that shot in from the point. But before that, the Preds had done a lot to contain him. So the game did kind of evolve, and maybe you could say that was why, but I don't think any of the players said anything about that afterward.
Talking to Max Herz right now from Vancouver. And, Max, I'm weird, so I give the Preds an F because they lost. But effort-wise, I'd like to know, you were there. I mean, do you give them a C? Do you give them a B? Do you break it down by different periods? Dude, overall, what's your kind of take on their effort last night?
I think, especially in the first two periods, it was everything you could ask for. Third period, not desperate enough in the comeback, but at that point, the Canucks were playing their best. Preds were having trouble really getting offensive zone time. So I think the first two periods were pretty much what you could ask for a game one on the road against a division-winning team. And it was crazy loud in there. First home game in the playoffs for the Canucks in 2015. The crowd there was great last night. And the Predators weren't deterred by that. They were able to keep the crowd out of it for as long as possible. I thought they played well at even strength. Power play could have potted one more late in the second period when they had three chances that came up empty in the second half of the game. Two late in the second, one early in the third. That would have been a big way to separate themselves at a time where they were winning 2-1. But no, not a ton you can knock in terms of effort for sure for a game one on the road, Joe.
As you know, people back here are, well, not everybody, but a lot of like, oh, it's over. They had a great run this year.
Just say his name, Jared.
They had a great run. But listen, I mean, the tone in the locker room, was it like, all right, that's one game, put it behind us? Because I'll tell you what, they come out Tuesday night, take that game, Max, all's good in the world. So as I tell people, it's a best of seven, not a best of one.
Yeah, they will play game two. So I think they think they're fine right now. And the players who spoke yesterday said we felt like we were close. We didn't play our best in every aspect of the game tonight. but that they do know they've got another shot to steal one on the road. And I mean, even if they don't win one on the road, it's not over by any means either, headed home. And I think the Predators showed what they needed to show, despite not playing their best, to say, hey, we're in this thing. We can run with this opponent.
Saros, in your mind, how did he play last night?
The first goal against was not a good one. Still not quite sure what happened there on the Elias Lindholm goal. But he made some big stops. Wasn't tested a ton. The trend, as usual in all these game ones, not a ton of shots on goal. His teams really stepped things up defensively and physically in the D zone. Saros did have some big saves. His rebound control, I thought, was strong. But the game-tying goal, he didn't see the shot from the point. And Andrew Brunette said after the game, somebody up high has got to block that shot, talking about his forwards there to prevent that one from getting through the high traffic area and make sure that puck doesn't get in from the point. And then the game-winning goal, he had no chance. That was a breakdown on the breakout. Good forecheck by the Canucks, but just messy in the D-zone by the Preds. So first one, not great, but from there, Saros did what he had to do. But, you know, he'll be holding himself to a higher standard than he played in Game 1 going into Game 2, giving up a bad goal that prevented the Preds from really getting that game rolling downhill.
Max Hurz is with us from Vancouver. He's with the Predators as game number 2 will be tomorrow night. Now, you know, whenever there's a loss in the playoffs, immediately, you know, the reaction is, okay, is there going to be lineup changes? And, you know, one thing that Andrew Brunette has at his disposal is there's some depth here. I don't anticipate it. I wouldn't think after one game you start moving pieces around. But what do you think? You're around them. You're kind of sensing the mood right now. You know, the Lauzon-Carrier pairing did not play to the level that we've seen at parts this year. Do you anticipate any kind of lineup changes, whether with the defense or the forwards, or you think it's going to be status quo?
If I had to pick a yes or no, I would say no changes, but that's not based off of anything other than my guess. The Preds will not practice today, so we won't know anything about possible lineup changes until a morning skate tomorrow. But, yeah, I think what you said, it sums it up well, Chase. It's just one. I think it would be potentially overreactionary to make a change after one game, but they do have accomplished guys who are organizational guys in Cody Glass or Dante Fabbro who they could put in if they do want to make a change. But I think that would maybe come if they were down 2-0 coming home, if anything. I don't know. I don't know if one game is soon enough to make that change with the lineup that they have stuck with for a while and really liked as their A lineup here.
Yep, I would agree with that. Max, great job yesterday. 3 hours of pregame coverage. I know I jumped in for a little bit, but that was fantastic. And we're going to do it again tomorrow with some extra coverage from Vancouver with game number 2. But appreciate it. I know it's early out there. Get some rest and get ready for game number 2.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, my pleasure. And we'll be on, what, 7 to 8 tonight, Chase? Is that the plan for Preds playoffs tonight?
That is correct. I'm glad you reminded me. Preds playoffs tonight with Max Hurz from 7 to 8 after the Commodore Hour. So looking forward to it.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll keep it going. I'm overjoyed to be out here. It's amazing to see the Preds back in the playoffs. Fun to be here in Vancouver, and we'll see what Game 2 brings.
No doubt about it. See you, Max.
Thanks, guys.